Well, good morning. It's good to be back with you all. Unfortunately, my daughter caught a cold at daycare this week and then proceeded to pass it on to me. So I think I'm good. I've still got a voice. I was a little worried about that yesterday, but it is good to be with you, even a little under the weather. I feel better than she does, at least. So Grandma is home with her this morning because we had one of those neither nursery should have her this morning with a green goopy nose. And my husband is a deacon at our church, and this is his month to count and collect. So thankful to have a village raising our daughter with us. It took only one phone call. Grandma, can you come? Yeah, sure. Drop everything and come. So thankful for that. But alas, you don't get to meet my family for the second week in a row. So that's how this goes. But good to be with you. We will continue from last week with Joel chapter 2. So we'll read it again. We'll ponder a little bit. We'll catch you up if you weren't here last week. So no worries if you weren't here. We'll get you caught up to where we all were. And then we'll look at closer the second half of Joel chapter 2. Hear this word of the Lord from Joel chapter 2. O children of Zion, be glad and rejoice in the Lord. For God has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the later rain as before. The threshing floor shall be full of grain. The vats shall overflow with wine and oil. I will repay you for the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent against you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, that I am the Lord, your God, and that there is no other. And my people shall never again be put to shame. And then, afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even on the male and the female slaves, in those days I will pour out my spirit. I will show portents in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, the moon to blood, before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be those who escape, as the Lord has said, and among the survivors will be those whom the Lord calls. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Promises of God in Scripture is what we talked about last week. Promises of God as accounted in Joel, promises of God in our own lives. How God desires to bless us, to give us every good thing, to not put us to shame, but for us to each live as God's people. We were reminded that those fulfilled promises came out of darkness. They didn't always come out of season of joy. They came out of seasons of locusts destroying the crops, of conquering armies being sent against them. And in the midst of this, the prophet Joel calls the people to repentance and to learn to hope again. But it took the people of Israel some practice, some relearning patterns of being, patterns of hope, of what it means to live as God's children. We thought about being called out of our own darkness into patterns of hope. We just prayed for the farmers. I mentioned friends of mine whose parents farm sheep and beans. She posted this week that they re-upped their organic certification for next year. It's an act of hope to say we don't even have the crop out of the field for this year, and we don't know if we're going to, but we're going to hope that next year we're still going to be doing this. It's coming out of a darkness, looking at hope again. It's not easy. It takes practice. I shared of our own journey to have our daughter and how it took years and a few miscarriages along the way. She's 8 months old now, and she's outgrowing clothes almost faster than she wears them. And it's an act of hope to put those clothes in a bin and say, maybe we'll have another child that can wear these. that darkness doesn't leave us, but it changes us and makes us learn to hope in new ways. If I knew you all better, if we were pastor and people rather than pulpit supply and people, I might be able to name some of your stories. But my years as a pastor have taught me there are those stories in my midst here. You have had your own darkness, your own challenge, your own seasons from which you have had to learn to hope again. And you have called on Jesus in that because you can't do this alone. I'm seeing nods. Yeah, we can't do this alone. It is Jesus who calls us out of that darkness, and it is Jesus who allows us to live out of that darkness. Because this perfect Son of Man, fully God and fully human, came, lived, died, and rose again, we can have hope. We can know that because the grave was not the end for Jesus, the darkness is not the end for us either. Jesus gives life if we can profess him as Savior and Lord. God loves you. If you hear nothing else this morning, hear that. God loves you and wants you to flourish. God wants to call you out of darkness into marvelous light. He wants to restore the years you have lost to locusts and promises to do so. So that was a quick recap of last week. So now what? You've been called out of darkness. You're relearning to hope. Now what? What's the purpose? Why are we called to be people of hope? What do we do next? Well, we see from this passage that God is a God of abundance. There is more than enough for everyone. There's more than enough grace, love, and mercy for all people. And we look to this second half of Joel chapter 2. Joel says in verse 28, "And afterward," the break in the passage, "and afterward," he says, "I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Even on the male and the female slaves, in those days I will pour out my spirit." God's spirit poured out on everyone. A prophetic vision from Joel that sons and daughters, old and young, slave and free, would all be part of God's family. We'd all be covered in this spirit. This passage in Joel might sound familiar with you, and you might have actually placed it in the New Testament. And you'd be right, because the Apostle Peter quotes Joel in Jerusalem after the Pentecost. The tongues of fire had come and rested on the disciples. And then they had gone into the temple, and Peter was teaching to the crowd that had gathered. Peter, the disciple that had just recently denied Jesus, is now the one preaching to the crowd, trying to explain the Holy Spirit, trying to explain what happened. And Peter, being immersed in Hebrew scripture, starts quoting Joel. "The Holy Spirit will be poured out on all people. This is a prophecy fulfilled." And then later on, as Peter preaches, people start to believe. They start to see the Holy Spirit at work, and they wonder what to do next. Hear this from Acts chapter 2, the response to Peter's message to the crowd. "Now when they," the crowd, "heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, 'Brothers, what is it that we should do?' And Peter said to them, 'Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and that you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is for you, and for your children, for all those who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him.' And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, 'Save yourselves from this corrupt generation.' So those who welcomed this message were baptized. And on that day, about 3,000 persons were added. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer." quite the speech. Peter in the temple, calling everyone who hears to repent. To repent means to turn away, to go a new direction. That's their first step, to repent, to turn from their darkness, to orient themselves in a new direction. And then after that, they're commanded to be baptized, to celebrate that God has chosen them as children of God. Not anything of their own act, but a recognition, a public celebration that God has chosen them as children. And in that, they celebrate that their sins are forgiven. They know now that they can stand before God righteous because of Jesus, and that they too can share in this gift of the Holy Spirit, to have a counselor with them, to guide them, to encourage them, to show them what it means to live in this new life. And as they do these things, as they repent, as they're baptized, they recognize their sins are forgiven and they are filled with the Spirit, they devote themselves to community, to teaching, to fellowship, to food, and to prayer. Kind of sounds like the church today, doesn't it? We devote ourselves to teaching, to God's word. We devote ourselves to fellowship, to knowing each other, to being together, to food. Here we have a potluck this afternoon. Food is a good way to gather community. And to prayer. We share with one another. Can you imagine that? 3,000 people. I tried to come up with an illustration of 3,000 people. The closest I could get locally is the DeVos Fieldhouse at Hope College. Have you ever been to a basketball game there? It seats 3,400 people. So imagine that mostly full. So not the Hope Calvin game, because that would be, we don't talk about that because that exceeds fire code probably. So maybe a Hope Grand Valley game. 3,000 people fill that field house. Can you imagine that many baptisms? All in one day. That many lives transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. That many lives transformed by Peter addressing the crowd, following what God has called Peter to do. And these people had gathered from all over. They were in Jerusalem for a feast. They were speaking different languages. If you go a little bit sooner in Acts where I didn't read, they think that these men are drunk because they're speaking in tongues and everyone from all over the world can understand them. And the only reason they could be doing that was the Holy Spirit. These languages from all over, these people from different world, different cultures and languages were all here. They all heard this good news. They were baptized, and they didn't stay in Jerusalem. They went back to their communities with this good news, with this Holy Spirit, with this transformed life. They returned home with a new purpose, a new recognition that they were children of God. The transformation of an entire nation. It's not just Peter that gets filled with the Holy Spirit. It's not just Joel as one lonely prophet speaking words of woe and repentance, but it's all people who are called to prophesy, all people who are filled with the Holy Spirit, young and old, men and women, people from around the known world, were called to share this good news of God's redemptive love. And it is good news, is it not, that the Holy Spirit dwells in each one of us and that we are called to follow this example of the earliest believers. That's our what's next to these promises, to repent from the darkness in our own lives, to be baptized if you have not been baptized, to celebrate what God has done for you, to be able to say that your sins are forgiven, that you can stand before God as righteous, and that you can live within the power of the Holy Spirit, guiding you day by day as God has empowered you to live, and to devote yourselves to life together, to teaching, to fellowship, to food, and to prayer. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. God, we thank you for another opportunity to gather as God's people. Would you continue to encourage us to live as people of hope, to relearn new patterns of being, to celebrate your work in our midst, and to name the ways in which we see your Holy Spirit working within us, within others, and within our community. God, be with us this day and each day. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.